Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying seven portraits of Christ, the I Am statements of John's Gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 8 and verse 12, Jesus is the light of the world. Let's read the larger passage, beginning with John chapter 1. Verses 1 through 9, and then we'll move on to a couple of other sections as we look at our main text for this session, that verse. But let's look at John chapter 1, and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness to the light that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness to that light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. And then if you jump a couple of chapters forward to John chapter 3 and verse 18. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. And then, chapter 8, in verse 12, our text. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And then we jump again another chapter, to chapter 9, and verse 5. Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And then, if you go back a couple of chapters to chapter 7, in verse 2, that verse informs us that Jesus' words were spoken at a national festival. It states, now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. This was a celebration to remember their journey through the wilderness. They received manna from heaven to eat, water from a rock to drink, and a pillar of cloud and fire to guide them on the way. Let's take a closer look at this light. Let's take a closer look at the light of the world. First, Jesus is the source of divine light. The identity of the source. Someone described Jesus Christ as the uncreated light of deity clothed in humanity. The pillar of cloud in the wilderness had the Shekinah glory of God's presence at its center, which glowed at night. What a beautiful picture of the incarnate Son of God. We can see His deity in the Shekinah glory and His perfect humanity in the cloud. John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The proximity of the source. What is the source of physical light? Well, the sun, 93 million miles away, and its light travels at 186,000 miles for a second. What's the source of spiritual life? Jesus Christ. He's present and He created the Son. Luke chapter 1, verses 78 and 79. Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Dr. John Bailey of Edinburgh University, in opening a Doctrine of God course, said this. He said, "Gentlemen, we must remember that in discussing God, we cannot talk about Him without His hearing every word we say. We may be able to talk about our fellows, as it were, behind their backs, but God is everywhere. Yes, even in this classroom." Second, Jesus is the source of divine life. Jesus Christ came to lead us in a straight line, like a laser beam, directly into the presence of God. Because of laser sights on today's weapons, it has become what you see is what you get, referred to as WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get. Jesus directs us to the Father with that perfection, maybe even more. There are three beams that reveal the course of light. The light beam of knowledge, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6, "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this beam will shine in your soul, your mind, your will, and emotion. The second beam is the light of fellowship. 1 John 1 and verse 7. "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." There is no greater experience than walking in the light with Christ, kept clean from sin. And then the third light beam is the light beam of holiness. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. "But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day." The light of the knowledge of Christ leads us to fellowship, and the light of fellowship in Christ leads us to holiness. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14 reads, "Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord." Matthew 5:8 declares, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." 1 John 1:5 states, "This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all." If we desire to see God, we must know the light of holiness in our lives. And then third, Jesus is the force of divine light. John chapter 1 and verse 4. "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." Physical light is sometimes called a radiant force. What about spiritual light? Well, spiritual light is a searching force. John chapter 3 verse 20. "For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light lest his deeds should be exposed." Light exposes life and reveals character. It operates like an X-ray. How? Well, physical light makes objects in darkness visible. Divine light makes sin visible. Luke chapter 5 and verse 8. Simon Peter fell down at Jesus' knees saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." Do you remember when Jesus exposed the hypocrisy of the Jewish leaders? John chapter 8, verses 2 through 11. It says, "Now early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, 'Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say?' They said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, 'He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.' And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, 'Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?' She said, 'No one, Lord.' And Jesus said to her, 'Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.'" Spiritual light is a saving force. Psalm 21, verse 1. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Diseases are often being treated with light, and there is a saving force in God's light. The resurrection established saving power. Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2. "But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings." Spiritual life is a shining force. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through verse 16. "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." If Jesus is the light of the world in you, then he must shine out of you by way of your personality and activity. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." We are called to receive Jesus as the source of light. Follow him as the course of light, and experience him as the force of light. Walk as children of light. You give that some thought, and you have a great day.